gone. Today is upon us, so let us keep where we are in our happy zone, focused on today. A lot of amazing things are happening today, as amazing things happen every day. Speaking of amazing, not only do we have Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, we have the Boomer Broads, Anne-Marie and Janet are here. And as we are all, we being you, Anne-Marie and Jennifer and Janet and me, and to a lesser extent, I guess, Roberta, we are from the Northeast. And Northeasterners, for whatever the reason,
are obnoxious, loud, too
fast. Hey.
There is disdain aimed at, for example, the Patriots. But it doesn't stop with the Patriots. It's with Mitt Romney has been attacked by people mercilessly for being a Northeastern liberal.
I like Northeasterners. I take offense to that conversation.
Well, did you hear the president yesterday?
Yeah, but you don't have to deal with them.
Tribute to the four teams that we have here.
Yeah, well,
The Patriots that much, but
That's not going to get him any. That won't get people too far. Him promoting you isn't. Yeah, that's going to help you very much. But that's something about. You think about all the people in Massachusetts who have either been president or have come here and have run for president.
Yeah.
I think of Dukakis and Kerry recently, Romney again, and you go back over, Smiling Cow was from Massachusetts. There are a number of all the early,
sometimes
the Adamses.
You guys have a elitist mentality sometimes, so that's the only thing I can say to people stereotype about Northeasterners.
I absolutely agree with you. Easterners,
you all,
Bostonians, Massachusetts. I think
we're better. That's what it's very simple.
Thank you very much. No, I think the adage "everyone loves a winner" is just not true.
Wow.
I really think people do not like.
Everybody
Boston.
Loves an underdog.
So are you suggesting
what it is?
Are you suggesting the Patriots will not be the favorite and New York would be the favorite?
No, they're worse. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
And it's true, though, because the Patriots have won. As a rule, right now, when it comes to sports, Massachusetts is sort of the hub.
I think none of them will be the favorite, and everybody will pretty much go.
I think everybody
who cares?
Lose.
Yeah.
Everybody will hate everybody.
Yeah,
everybody hates New York and Boston.
You know what?
It's the truth.
I was rooting for anybody but the Patriots and the Giants, even though I have a ton of Giants friends.
And I love the Mannings. You got to love Eli. He's cool.
Oh, he's horrible.
The guy has no expression.
Stand him.
He looks like he has a problem, but that doesn't mean he doesn't come from a great family. I mean, he does.
Yeah,
let's just,
you gotta love the Manning family, but it's not because of Eli. That's for sure.
The most attractive thing ever.
The Manning family is a great family, but the Brady family is a fantastic.
Tom Brady
is despised, but he's a great guy.
He's
impregnated
despised?
Bridget Moynihan, and
then he left her.
Left her.
Well, she was pregnant. That's why I can't be a Brady fan because I think he's beautiful and pretty, and I think he's a great quarterback. But I cannot support him because I think that he left his woman, it's awful.
Well,
I do like Belichick.
That's interesting to me because I think this happens all the time. And a good example happened yesterday where sports and our ethics get all mixed up. For example, with Tim Thomas of the Boston Bruins not going to the White House because of his political beliefs. You know, he doesn't like Tom Brady because of what he does personally. And that is, it all gets all mixed up, guys. But
it does. Don't forget, I don't like Tony Romo because he broke up with Jessica Simpson on her birthday. Who does that? Just wait till the next day.
You are not very deep. No, she's a Us Magazine. Subscriber to Us Magazine.
The only, and this is going to sound, I don't care how it sounds, it is, I think it's reality. The only reason Mitt Romney will probably carry the day, but not by much, when it comes to getting the nomination, is because women despise Newt Gingrich. And somebody's going to wake up someplace and start.
Oh, yeah, they will.
That's coming very soon. Right.
And also, Mitt looks the part. I mean, we're shallow.
He really is the only one with a chance. And I don't think the fact that he can't even carry the Republican Party doesn't bode well for him.
Yeah. Well, that's not true, because look at who's voting. Now, let's go back to the premise of this conversation. Yeah. The reason Mitt Romney hasn't carried things in a sort of a landslide way is because he is identified as a Northeasterner, a rich Northeastern snob, and that's not really who he is. I mean, he's
with no socks and dock shoes.
Yeah. But under the circumstances, that is one of the reasons that people would not vote for him, because they don't, people in the South, let's face it, North Carolinians, South Carolinians, Mississippians, Alabamians, Louisianans, and they don't,
so on.
They don't like the Northeast.
Well,
they
no,
don't.
Newt Gingrich they just looks like someone that sits at someone's table in the South. That's why they like him, because he looks like their cousin.
Yeah.
You know, he looks like he fits the part down there.
Right. It reminds me of LBJ with the famous barbecue shot where he had barbecue sauce all over him when he was making.
Make himself real. He was real.
Image. Right, real.
Yeah, there's an East Coast bias. There's no question about it. And
so what do we do about it? How about we secede from the Union? What do you think? We can have our own president.
There you go.
Right?
We have enough money to do it, right?
Exactly. We're all rich.
I hate to say anything, but it doesn't really matter because we keep winning.
Yeah. Winning.
The nanny, nanny, boo-boo. I mean, you know, what are you going to do?
Winning.
I know everybody hates us, but what, do you want us to stop?
Well,
do we lose?
It's not
winning.
You're not winning because you're better.
Of course we are.
You're winning because all of the best people go there, because the big cities is where the money is. Mm-hmm. Hence, therefore, you get the talent, and why.
Thus, we are the best.
Knicks, the Giants, the Celtics, the Patriots, they can pay more money. The politicians go there because there's more money to be controlled and had.
Well, hold
so
on.
That
what
is
about
why
California?
You're
the
winning.
Right
Mitt
there.
Is not he's from not Massachusetts. Brady's not from Massachusetts.
From Mexico.
Right. I mean, come on now. You don't get this thing that you guys are, like, better than everybody else because you're from the Northeast. All the people that are winning for you are from somewhere else. You losers just happen to be able to ride their coattails.
We didn't say we were better.
Losers.
You're the one that said we were better.
We said losers. We were winning. We do we win, we but we winning. Doesn't. I don't think we've been sitting here screaming we're better than everybody else,
yeah,
but we do. Oh,
yeah,
now,
you
on.
Don't scream it, but it's the mentality that comes out.
Oh,
thank
here
you.
We go.
Rich,
hey,
the arrogant McFadden, who knows all, tells all.
I am
because he's been around me for 14 years.
Friend.
They're all like me. I'm not like that at all.
I am a genteel southerner.
Like the, you're a genteel southerner.
Genteel, that's right.
I am a gentleman.
Yeah.
But I will, can I say one thing that was true that Rich said, and I think Jennifer said
one
it. There is an arrogance to
yes.
us.
Uh-huh.
Right? I remember Anne-Marie's
son. Have you met Doug?
No, come on now. That
just
hurts.
A minute. Hold on here.
Hey,
you really think that I'm arrogant? No, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Do you really think that I'm
not
arrogant?
Not in the heart of you, no. I do
you
not
know,
think in the heart of
you. But how do I
arrogant.
Come across as being arrogant? Just because
sometimes
I'm smarter than
across,
everybody else? What?
Sometimes you come across like you have the answers.
I do.
You're well studied. Right?
I do.
And you are, and you won't.
I am.
That might be the problem, Doug, though. You
think
well,
I am
do
and I do?
Part could be right. the problem.
But
I
have an
example.
I have a very
yeah.
good example.
Uh-huh.
Anne Marie's son was going to school in St. Louis when the Red Sox were playing the Cardinals
exactly
in the World Series.
My example.
Okay, and he was in Cardinal, you know, he's at the Cardinals game, at the stadium. Everyone coming up to him in his Red Sox going, best of luck to you, good for you, after all the pain the Red Sox, good for you. And I heard this and I said, could you imagine the opposite at Fenway Park?
St. We would Louis sucks!
Right, I mean, there is.
Remember when Red Sox
world.
Fans used to be lovable because you kind of
right.
rooted for them because they
bumbling,
were the, they
right,
were the
bumbling,
big underdog or something like
yeah.
that. Now they're nothing more than Yankee fans.
I know. Oh, yeah.
Right,
that hurt. Now that's
because the same amount of money, it's the same. It's
you
all
don't
money.
Don't need to
yet.
Go that low.
Yeah.
You really
right. In a moment, what do we think about the candidates for winning the Oscars? It's 16 after the hour on Good Day.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up. Your eyes sharp now and down the road. Or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist. Multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support. For your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs, find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ooh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
My arrogant Northeastern laugh. All right. So we have Anne Marie and Janet, the Boomer Broads here. They are Northeasterners. And Richie.
Sorry.
Listen. Let's get away from that. The Oscars are now out. The nominations
pretty
for...
Pretty shocking, too, by the way.
A lot of loser films and loser... Yeah. Nobody knows anything about any of these people.
They're all great films this year.
Yeah, they're
all
great,
losers.
But they're shocking.
You arrogant Northeasterner. They're awful films.
No, they're
only
great.
Someone
just
like you,
who's
an arrogant
them.
New Yorker, watching some of these films that have no connection to the average person.
Of something, then it's
zero
not valid.
Connection
yeah,
to the
what,
average
Better
person.
Life? Who's heard of A Better Life?
Have you heard of The Better Life?
No.
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 Have you heard of Warrior with Nick Nolte?
Yes.
I hadn't.
No.
I hadn't.
I have not.
Nope.
Next.
And where's the love for comedies? Will a comedy ever, ever, ever get some love? Why how would Bridesmaids not barely be represented?
Bridesmaids is just a chick film. It's like...
No, 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 no.
What's wrong with
it's
that?
A good film. Comedy. That's
good,
like
Hangover
is
a film. How many guys want to go watch a movie about Bridesmaids? I mean,
they don't
on.
Have to go watch it. That's
nope.
okay.
I'm out.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Is there gratuitous sex or explosions in the first 5 minutes?
What does that
no.
have to do with the
father trying on dresses?
There isn't Haywire, Rich.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah. I'm all
somebody
over
somebody pooped in a sink. Are you kidding? Come
that's
on.
Good stuff. Quality filming.
Yeah.
I'm all for Viola Davis, by the way. I am a big Viola. I'm worried that, obviously, that Meryl Streep is going to take this, or Michelle Williams, but
and
I think the help
well,
was
they're
amazing.
Both great.
I just saw Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. Good movie, but one of the 10 best or 9 best. And why only 9?
I'm protesting because Haywire's not in there. All right, ladies, thank you, Anne-Marie and Janet, the Boomer Broads here on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
Hey, guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Coming up later in this hour, Uri Geller will join us for a visit about what's going on in the motivational world. Meanwhile, time for us to motivate you to live a good life. Be old, live long, and prosper like Ernest Borgnine.
Wow.
Who is the first of our celebrants on our list today, January 24th. Mr. Borgnine was born 95 years ago, this date 1917. He got an Academy Award for Marty in 1955. Was in the Poseidon Adventure, one of Chuck. That is Chuck's all-time favorite movie, isn't it?
The Poseidon Adventure and the Towering Inferno, yeah, two favorite movies, yeah.
He was in The Dirty Dozen, McHale's Navy, once in a while plays a bad guy, most of the time a good guy, and in real life is an absolute sweetheart, wonderful human being. He and George Kennedy, a couple of guys that you would love if you ever came
to have a beer with.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Up next, Doug Kershaw. I know he's a country singer. I don't know too much more about him than that, Jennifer.
Sammy's dad? Sammy Kershaw's dad, you think?
It is? I don't know.
I believe you are right, yes.
Yeah. You think so?
Yes.
He's a Cajun fiddle player, songwriter, and has been around for a while. Born in the state 1939, making him 76 years of age today. Everybody likes this next guy.
Everything is beautiful.
Real name is Harold Ray Ragsdale. However, somebody cleverly figured out that was probably not a good handle to have, so he changed his name as an entertainer to Ray Stevens. And everything is beautiful. Probably best known for this song in terms of serious songs, but he did a lot of novelty stuff, like Ahab the Arab, which I think Richie has a little...
I do.
He got a little cut of it there. He did The Streak. Remember The Streak? He starred in some television shows as a... That's Ray.
How do you go from that to this?
Neil Diamond's birthday is today.
Sweet Caroline.
Bomb, bomb, bomb.
Good times never seem
Jennifer, you know it.
So
ready?
So good.
Neil Diamond. Beautiful noise. You'd enjoy him in concert, Roberta. I know you love The Boss.
Oh, I love Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond is good in... concert. Yesterday's
kind of
songs.
Like the Reader's Digest, you know, those secret pleasures you don't admit to anybody.
Right, yeah. Sunday and Me was his first hit, 1965.
Hi, everybody. This is Neil Diamond, and you're listening to my good friend Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
My matter of fact,
he's my good friend, too.
Roberta, remember when we went to the Jane the Americans concert? They made a they made special notice of the fact that Neil Diamond came to them. Remember when he was a pup, he was trying to figure out what to do in music, and he hung with Jane the Americans for a year or so, trying to figure out. Remember they told that story?
Yep, I remember. Yeah.
He wrote "Sunday and Me" for Jane the Americans. Then he wrote "I'm a Believer." A little bit me, a little bit you. That was when those are both the Monkees songs. Oh yeah, right, exactly. Cherry, Cherry, Crackin' Rosie, Song Song Blue, You Don't Bring Me Flowers, Barbara Streisand wrote all of those. Anyway,
so good.
He's
so
been, good. He gave so half good. Of his 300 and some odd million dollar fortune to his wife and said, "I hope she enjoys it. She can have it. I'm happy to get rid of her." So there you go. Aaron Neville's birthday is today.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. I
was playing the wrong one.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
71. Grammy award-winning singer with his brothers, Linda Ronstadt.
Neville family closes out the Jazz Fest every single year.
Does he really?
They do.
He lives.
All the Nevilles, yeah. They're the big-time New Orleanians.
He's done a couple songs with Trisha Yearwood, I think, as well, Jennifer, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huh.
All right. Now, this is Jules Holland, keyboardist with the group Squeeze, 54 today. Ed Helms, Andy in the Office. Right? You got him?
Yep. Well, this is the Fresh Prince here.
Tatiana Ali.
Yes.
He's 31. 28 after on Good Day.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What appearance, and I'll report
to me. I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus? How'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. From
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
By sea, and I on the opposite shore shall be another arrogant New Englander named Paul Revere.
That's right.
Oh my gosh. You are crazy.
Sensitive. Sensitive.
You will never achieve. What? What are you laughing at?
During the breaks, he's like, you really think I'm egotistical? Really think I'm
arrogant? No, no, I didn't say egotistical.
Oh, yeah.
Arrogant.
Is there a difference?
Yes, there is. Quite a difference.
I think to be somebody who's smart and evolved, this is just my two cents, because I think the same thing about my mom a little bit, because she's very well educated. I think that you have to have an element of that when you are a well-educated person.
Really?
I do.
So, your father, what is that? Well, your father.
My dad, yeah, you know, he's not so arrogant, but my mom, whoa. Just kidding.
Right. I know all the answers. You will never achieve success unless you like what you are doing. I like what I'm doing. And maybe that's what people confuse. I am very, very happy doing what I do. And sometimes that comfort comes across as arrogance, maybe. If you want to succeed, I think that there has to be maybe the smarts you're talking about, Jennifer, are proportional to the degree of pleasure that you get from what you do. Here, one of the world's great motivators, Uri Geller, is here talking with us, as he usually does, about how to get yourself rewarded for what you do, how to be successful. We were just talking about arrogance because somebody said earlier, Uri, that I was...
We were talking about people from the Northeast, Uri, in New York and Boston, and how they are sometimes have big egos and are arrogant. And then we were talking about Doug. And then we started talking about success and arrogance and ego and whether those are two attributes to being successful.
Well, but is it true that people in the New York area, Washington and Chicago, are really different than the ones in San Francisco or California, you know, somewhere in Los Angeles?
Oh, yes, much different.
Is that true?
Oh, yes.
Do you think that people in California smile more than people in New York?
Yes. Yes.
Without a doubt, yes.
Yes.
But, you know, I actually think even though we may smile more in L.A., I think that New Yorkers are nicer.
I'll tell you, look.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yep.
I think that the main difference between people is not ability, but energy. And it's all to do with your energy and how you project that out to everyone.
All right, so then let's follow that through. There are seven on the planet. There are seven spots that are supposed to be energetically hot. In our country, Cincinnati and the Seven Hills are supposed to be the hottest energetically. And what do we think about the people from Cincinnati?
If you talk, Doug, if you talk about energy, then Mount Shasta in that area
yep.
51.
What kind of energy, though? I'm lost when you mean. I mean, you think of energy in the United States, I think New York. If you're talking Cincinnati and the
hills.
We're
talking about a different kind of energy.
So define that to me. Help me understand it.
Well, I'll look. There are, of course, many different sorts of energies and levels of energies and quality of energy. For instance, I mean, if you walk on 57th Street in First Avenue in New York, all you will see are cars, tens of thousands of cars passing you by, lots of noise, tremendous noise. If you ever try to speak, to talk to someone
right.
in the middle of the street in New York,
right.
I mean, it's incredible. You can't hear anyone. And then all those tens of thousands of cars, you know, kind of bring up pollution. So you're living in a polluted area. And you will have to agree with me that those are negatives. And negatives bring negative energy. Now, I don't want to say something really incredibly bad about New York. For goodness sake, I lived there for 10 years. But I felt a much more positive energy when I drove out to my house in Connecticut. In the middle of kind of nowhere on a lake with trees around and green around me, I really felt a different sort of energy and a positive energy. And this is very interesting because, for instance, if you want to cut a deal, say a financial deal, where would you rather do it? Would you rather do it in a quiet surrounding and you look out and see a river or a lake or the sea, or would you want to negotiate a strong deal in a very busy and powerful and energetic place like New York? I say this. If you look at all the successful people around us, I can almost guarantee you, look, I've never made a poll, and I don't know the statistics, but I think that most successful people grew up in very serene and spiritual places, and they had the peace of mind to create the business energy that catapulted them into success.
Who would be an example of that you can think of?
Well, I don't know, but for instance, Warren Buffett. Where was he born? Where did he live?
He came from a little small town in Oklahoma.
Or something. Yeah. No, not Oklahoma. Like Omaha or...
No, but did he live in a major city there, or did he come from a village or a farm?
Small town, Nebraska.
Yeah.
So this would be very interesting to kind of make a map and see, you know, take the 100 wealthiest people in America and really see where they grew up,
Omaha,
where they
Nebraska.
Signed the deal, how did this mature in their minds to be successful and go out and get it. And I tell you again, I came from a very small place, Tel Aviv, when I was born in Tel Aviv. It was really a big town. And when I wanted to refresh myself and energize myself, I would walk on the banks of Hayarkon. Hayarkon is the only river that flows through Tel Aviv. I listened to nature. I try to, you know, create and design under trees around me. And that created an ambition in my mind. And then I said, okay, now you go out there and conquer the world, or be successful. You will make it. Be motivated and inspired to become a wealthy man. And I had to do it because of necessity. We were so poor. But certainly, all my brainstorming, it's me, it's Uri Geller. I had to have very quiet and spiritual surroundings in order for me to gather that positive energy and make it in life.
So you have, you did, you will, you continue. There are all kinds of things. Uri, if you haven't followed his television shows in the last couple of years, you can follow them. There's a lot of info at Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com. You have a phenomenal spirit. You have a phenomenal track record, but it may be because there are two things with you. You had the drive, and that's almost instinctive, but you also had the innate intelligence, something, and this sounds really arrogant, that you and I share. I think we are both intelligent men, intelligent human beings. Sometimes how you use that intelligence, we all have, I mean, look at, we were talking about Bill Gates, who makes $250 a second.
Yeah. You know, Doug, let me just interrupt you.
Or in Seattle.
There is, in Hebrew, there is a word, and I think that most Americans know about chutzpah.
That's
and,
sick,
and you know, you've got to have chutzpah in life, that cheekiness, that confidence to be successful. And, you know, we... most of the time we think and we try to decipher what we think about and how to present it, and you know how much time we can waste in kind of carefully composing what we mean to say. And you know, in some countries they have a yes that means no, you know, politely.
Yes.
And being direct without being rude is also a useful skill. So if you think that The people in New York are rude and they have that extra chutzpah, that's a skill. And maybe that's exactly what brought them success.
I like
Am
the
I
term,
making sense?
Yeah, I like the term cheeky. From now on, Jennifer, you'll refer to me as cheeky.
Cheeky. I like
cheeky.
That too. Cheeky,
yeah.
Cheeky.
Cheeky.
It's fun to say.
So success, which is what you're about, what I encourage, you won't be that way unless you've got something that separates you from everybody else. And I would say that all of us here have that. If you're just like everybody else, then you'll be seen as just like everybody else. And that's swell for some people who don't want to stand out in the crowd. A lot of people who we refer to as nerds or geeks or whatever, they blend into the wallpaper because they are afraid. They basically are fear-based thinkers.
Yeah, but Doug... you know that we are all humans and we can all visualize, and you know the power of vision is uniquely human. It is not what you expected or even what you could have imagined, Doug, and that is what makes it so great. Visualization.
Yeah.
Have a vision.
It's funny how people don't realize that they are the best sometimes. I was with a friend last, I don't know, Thursday, Friday night, I can't remember when it was. And she's the best at what she does in the country, if not the world. The best. And she still is insecure. She spent a lot of the time with me talking about money that she used to make, and she doesn't make it now.
Yep,
she's got to figure out ways of doing it and extending it. She says, I'm 50 years old now. In a few years, I have to stop what I'm doing because I won't be able to physically keep up. And I said, why? That's in your mind. I kept saying that to her, but you know what? She didn't want to hear it. Sometimes people don't want to hear it, Uri.
How interesting. And well, I look at it this way, Doug, that you and me and everyone out there, we have a whole store of fine qualities within us.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we did not discover yet these qualities. And I tell people, all our listeners, put yourselves to the test and you will find them soon enough. Go for it. Test yourself. And again, remember, opportunities pass you by every day. The ones who are successful are the ones who know how to grab that opportunity and use it.
Yeah, I think that's what you got to do. See opportunity. That comes from finding what you do best, what you like best. And you look around, be observant. But not everybody's cut out of that cloth, Uri. Some people are just there. And I guess that's what makes the life cycle so interesting. Some people are good at being creators and motivators. Other people are followers. And if we didn't have followers, we wouldn't need motivators.
Yeah, but Doug, you're forgetting one very important element. Is happiness. I mean, if those people are happy, at what they do and the way they are and their and their followers, you know, I say to everyone, no matter whether you're a leader or a follower, always have an open mind. You need plenty of places for happiness to get in. So if you can open your mind, allow happiness to go in, who cares whether you're a leader or a follower? If you're happy and you have peace of mind, most important, if you're healthy, then you are the richest man in the world.
And you are, by definition, successful. Happiness and success go together. If you are, you know, you look around, oh, that guy's very successful. Look at the car he drives. But he's a miserable cretin at home. He's not happy. He can't stand being with his wife. All of those things. You pay a price for not being honest with yourself. And I think that's really what the bottom line is. All right, so there's some good stuff here for people to chew on. Check out the podcast. You can always download Uri while he is, just at the tail end of his car. I want to hear that conversation. Just go to DougStephan.com, hour number 4. You'll find Uri there. Uri, always great to have you here doing what you do best. That's making us feel good about what we're doing. Uri Geller on Good Day at 13 before the hour.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up, your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales. And you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-799. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
All right, so what do you think of that, Richie? You just checked out the trailer for that movie that Uri was talking about?
looks like.
Yeah, there's a new movie coming out with Robert De Niro that's going to be loosely based on Uri, it looks like.
So he's going to get it. He'll get him. 51 after the hour. You get it. It's good day on the radio.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
A rather unusual father and son story, both in the news for entirely different reasons. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. In this case, we are talking about Texas Congressman Ron Paul and his son, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. We'll get to the senator in a moment. We begin with Congressman Paul, one of the remaining Republican presidential candidates. He took part in yet another presidential debate last night, this one in Tampa, which is in Florida, which holds the next primary a week from today, January 31st. The latest Gallup poll shows Newt Gingrich, fresh from his victory in South Carolina, now in a statistical dead heat nationwide with Mitt Romney. We have two frontrunners, and the two of them mixed it up at last night's debate.
I think it's about leadership, and the speaker was given an opportunity to be the leader of our party in 1994, and at the end of 4 years, he had to resign in disgrace.
Look, I'm not going to spend the evening trying to chase Governor Romney's misinformation. He just said at least four things that are false. I don't want to waste the time on him.
Yes, they went at it. Also at the debate, former Senator Rick Santorum and the aforementioned Congressman Ron Paul, who, as always, said some things no one else would say.
I think we're living in the dark ages when we can't even talk to the Cuban people. I think it's not 1962 anymore.
Now, we mentioned the congressman's son, Senator Rand Paul, who had an experience at Nashville International Airport yesterday. He was stopped by TSA agents.
I got to my plane early, and some kind of scanner went off, and I offered to show them my leg. In fact, I did show them my leg repeatedly, but they didn't really care about my leg too much. And I said, well, can I go back through the scanner? And they said, no.
Senator Paul said TSA agents would not even let him use his cell phone unless he agreed to a full pat-down, which he would not. Paul eventually booked another flight and passed through security without incident. Does Paul believe he was targeted by the TSA because of his past criticism of TSA pat-downs? He said he doesn't think so, adding that he believes it was just a random search. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, it's Andy Davis for SnowCountry.com, brought to you by Smugglers Notch Vermont, America's family resort. Voted number one for family programs by the readers of Ski Magazine for 13 years. Visit Smugs.com today.
The eastern mountains enjoying some milder weather. Now it was a little bit wet on Monday, so now they're going to have some softening snow that's easy to turn in. Then the temperatures come back down a little bit, so the groomers and even the snowmakers will take back over. In Connecticut, Mount Southington has all 14 trails open. They have day and night skiing. Butternut now riding up over 20 runs in the Berkshires. They have 14 miles of skiing nearby at Catamount, 30 runs. That includes day and night skiing on Wednesday night into the weekend at Catamount. In Maine, Saddleback now up over 60 trails. That's practically every run open. Neshoba Valley into eastern Massachusetts with 17 trails. They stay at full operation. Back to New Hampshire, where Wildcat is over 40 runs from two different lifts. Burke Mountain checks out the Mid-Burke Express and 40 trails. Five lifts total at Burke. Hunter in the Catskills of New York with up over 40 runs. January's Learn to Ski and Snowboard Month. Learn more at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
Mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow off 12 points yesterday to 12,709. S&P up a point. NASDAQ down three. Crude oil prices up $1.25 a barrel, finishing at $99.58. This is the introduction that will be heard on Capitol Hill tonight.
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
Yeah! President Obama to deliver his third State of the Union address tonight. The President's message is expected to focus on rebuilding the middle class. The State of the Union set for 9 o'clock tonight Eastern Time. A solar flare this past Sunday triggering a burst of solar material which is expected to hit the Earth today. Scientists say the outburst from the sun is covering Earth in the strongest solar radiation storm in 6 years and could possibly trigger a disturbance of Earth's magnetic field. We are told this does not pose a health hazard for any of us, but I was thinking of dressing in tin foil today just in case. And finally, there are now 12 days to go before Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis, New England Patriots against the New York Giants, and the hype has only just begun. Let's talk Super Bowl ticket prices. Although the face value of the tickets can run you up to $1,200, a single ticket is trading as high as $1,950 on sites such as StubHub and eBay. One seller already asking for over $15,000 for a seat near the field. How about those friendly wagers between politicians? New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says he expects to be in touch with Boston's Mayor Thomas Menino to set something up. But when you think about it, the Giants don't play in New York City. Their home is New Jersey, and that's State's governor, popular Republican Chris Christie, had this reaction to the notion of setting up a friendly wager with his counterpart, Governor Deval Patrick of Massachusetts. What about a friendly wager there, Governor Christie?
I don't know. If Deval called me up and I challenged my manhood, I'd probably get into it with him.
All manhood aside, what about a prediction, Governor Christie?
Giants will win. They'll beat them just like they beat them in the regular season and just like they beat them 4 years ago in the Super Bowl.
Governor Patrick, if you're listening, I think you need to challenge his manhood. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.